Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, Zernona Clayton. She is the founder, president, and CEO of the Trumpet Awards Foundation, Inc., and creator and executive producer of the Foundation's Trumpet Awards. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I hope you are. I'm glad to join you and all your great listeners. And I know that you got a lot out there because everybody loves you, starting with me. Yeah, thank you. Stupendous.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure, such an honor. And you have always been, you know, a great mentor and just always the same. That's what I like about you.
That thank you.
You know, you're down to earth. I've never seen you wishy-washy or, you know, one way or the other. You're always the same, and I love that.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Trumpet Awards times. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And we are so proud of this moment. Although we're really busy, we look back, and with 24 years under our belt, that's what this one will be.
Yes.
It's hard to believe, you know, that the years have mounted. But when I reflect on it, I think about how many people we brought through these stages to expose their talents and their contributions and the value that they have rendered to our society, to our audiences, both young and old. And it's a gratifying feeling, it really is, to know that, I think about, many of our honorees, but every time I go to the airport particularly, I'm reminded of one of our honorees. You know, he did the defibrillator right there in the airport. There's one in every airport, or I guess around the world. And if you get sick, feel like you got a heart attack or one really is coming, you can get aid right away. And it's because of him. So when we start telling stories like that and presenting these kinds of contributors to our society, it is a marvelous, marvelous feeling.
Zernona, why did you start the Trumpet Awards? What made you want to do this kind of awards?
It was twofold. One is being black in America, you get tired of just seeing your people so lopsided. I mean, when you turn on the TV, we're all buffoons, comedic, or entertainers, or football players, or athletes, I should say. And that's just a singly dimensional look at our people. While those people do well in those various careers, there's so much more to what we have done to bring about a better America, that I was tired of seeing just a one-dimensional. And so I said, well, I can continue to complain or else I can try to do something about it. I also heard in my other ear the words of Martin Luther King. Dr. King used to say all the time, I don't believe that all white people love to hate, and that's why they hate us. He said, it's my belief that a lot of white people hated us because they don't know us.
Right.
If they knew the background of our existence, what we've been able to do in spite of servitude and racism and discrimination of every area, and we continue to contribute to the richness of this great society, they probably would not hate us. So I put those two thoughts together in my head, one in one ear and one in the other, and I said, I'm going to do something. And at the time, I was an executive with CNN and had the good fortune of having television at my disposal, but also had the blessings of a good boss, Ted Turner, who thought the same as I did, that when you're trying to right the wrongs, he's for that. So all of that helped me put together my plan and then implement it. So I knew then that I would do what Martin Luther King said, let's educate, you know, because he said, until you change a man's heart, you'll never regulate his behavior. So I could see then if we could just change these rigid hearts of people who felt that domination was the way to go, then maybe something would lift. And I can tell you this right now, that we've heard and seen Martin Luther King's words come forward. I've heard from white people who tell me, gee, I didn't know that. oh, gee, I thought all of you all were lazy.
Wow.
You know, and one woman even, I always like to use this one excuse, but we had, it was a story rather, that to me dramatizes the thinking of a lot of people out there in the hinterlands. She said her two parents taught her that all black people were lazy.
Mm-hmm.
All black men would rather stand in line and get a welfare check than to get a paycheck.
Mm.
And all black women would rather have a baby than have a job. So she grew up hating all of us because we were siphoning from the coffers, contributing nothing. So she hated us. And she said she stumbled upon the Trumpeters. And we piqued her interest. And from one viewing of the Trumpet Awards, she went out and bought books, and she had a voracious appetite now to change her negative attitude. And she called me, and she said, I have two little girls, and she told me all this story. She said, I have two little girls. One is 3 and one is 5. And I don't want them to grow up in the same ignorance that I've grown up in, so send me those tapes. I don't care what they cost.
Wow.
Now, that's just one story.
We've that's
heard,
amazing.
You know, many similar stories that we've changed people's attitudes toward us as a people because they've learned so much from the people we've presented. So that's enough to just make you get up and go.
So your mission is working. That's awesome.
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
mission works. The yes, mission yes. works. The mission works. So let's talk about the program for this year. You're kicking off on Thursday, January 21st with the Youth on Parade.
Yes, yes. And I'm excited about that because we have not utilized the talents of our young people. Every now and then we'll have one here and one there. But there's so many kids out here who are anxious to perform, and they get inspiration from our program. Like, I want to do something. And so we got, you know, singers and dancers and flip turners and whatever else. And I'm so excited about that program. It's something new we've done. So we're just going to have them parade their talents. Because a lot of them watch the show and say, one of these days I'm going to be somebody, and who knows, we may be developing one right now.
That's
you know?
Right, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, absolutely free and open to the public.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Friday.
And then we follow Friday. We got two good programs. We start off with the Walk of Fame. This is an international civil rights Walk of Fame that I created several years ago to permanently pay homage to the people who have given so much to our culture, to our society, to our world. We've taken the footprints. We asked them to send us their shoes. Then we create footprints there and then embed it in concrete and border it in bronze and then made a sidewalk called the Sidewalk International Civil Rights Walk of Fame. We were housed initially for our first 8 years over at the King Center Historic District. Then we were invited by the city of Atlanta, said that this was too good to be hidden, that they wanted more visibility for our project. And they asked, invited us to move over to the park area, the Centennial Park, the Coca-Cola area, the aquarium area, and giving us all the space over there on the sidewalks and the buildings to embed our footprints. And over in excess of 2 million people a year will come by.
That's
and
beautiful.
See our footprints.
Mm-hmm.
And so that thrills my very soul.
Now, that induction ceremony is going to be held at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Yes, uh-huh.
It is free and open to the public, 10 a.m. on Friday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you're doing something special on Friday night.
Yes.
I'm so excited about this.
Oh, I am too. We're going to have a gospel concert.
Yes.
And we're going to tie it in with a man who is Mr. Gospel himself, Dr. Bobby Jones.
Dr. Bobby Jones.
Bobby has the longest running television program for gospel music ever in history, 34 years. So we thought we'd pay homage to him while we sing and praise the good Lord for where we are. And then it also will intertwine with what we give our sponsor and honoree recognition night. So we will have our honorees there and our special guests along with singing to praise
Dr. Bobby Jones.
Oh, we're so excited. We got some big names coming,
yes,
too. We got Regina Bell. Got Canton Jones. got Isaac Kareem, the anointed Pace Sisters, and the list goes on and on. But it's going to be a night to remember.
Yes. Of course, tickets for everything for the Trumpet Awards on the weekend is 404-878-6738.
Yes.
Or you can go to the trumpetfoundation.org website. Okay, so that's 2 days. So let's hit the main event.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, we wash our face and comb our hair and get ready to promenade.
Yes, ma'am.
We go out to the Cobb Energy Center. It's such a beautiful facility.
It is.
And we have our red carpet. We do it like they do at Hollywood. So people call us the black version of the Oscars. And then we have our show. And we are thrilled to death. This year, our television program will air on Bounce TV. So the initial airing will be on Bounce, and then we have been syndicated into ABC, you know, the major networks following that,
right,
all over the United States. And I want to add, too, that our show is distributed through the Military Communications Center all over the world to 185 countries around the world.
That's phenomenal.
So we're not small.
Some great honorees this year. You want to name some of them?
Yes. We have Will Packer. We have, we've got a real princess coming.
Yes.
She's the daughter of the King Saudi Arabia. She's his daughter. She's been doing great work around the world. And so she's coming especially just to accept our Global Humanitarian Award.
Princess Basma Bint Suad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have Alexis Herman. We all know and love her.
Yes.
And Dr. Curtis Ivory, who is so phenomenal. I hadn't known him before. He heads the chancellor of the university up in Detroit, where he's brought the school from meager beginnings to now being a major institution, so we'll be happy to hear his rise and contributions to education. And George Wallace, everybody's excited about him, which is comedic ways he's just changed so many people.
Yes, and I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, right, yes. And then we're going to do a tribute to nonviolence. You know, there's so much violence today. So we're going to take a moment to say we've got to return to the days. People used to say, like up in Missouri when they had all the violence up there, they said, oh, golly, where's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? We remember him when we have violence. You remember that?
Yes.
He taught nonviolence, and he learned it from Mahatma Gandhi. And, of course, Mr. Gandhi's grandson is going to be here also. So we got the King and Gandhi connection in the name of peace. And I'm really excited about that.
There are several others, a lot of judges, a lot of politicians that you're going to be honoring as well.
And we have the 20, there are 20 African-American women.
Yes.
In the seat of Congress, and we didn't know that. I mean, a lot of people don't know it. But we have them all coming. So that's going to be one of our highlights as well.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a powerful honoree.
Yes.
Very powerful. Also, let me see. Now, that's at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, and it starts at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Tickets are still available?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the best seats are gone, but we still got seats.
Okay. Fantastic. And that's a great venue. Great venue. And then after everything, you've got a soulful ending celebration.
Yes, and we've just kind of worked that up to be just a real highlight.
Yes,
because really people have been busy all afternoon; they're kind of hungry. But I designed, a soul food menu, and so that's how I called it a soulful ending because we got soul food. And I tell you, the chef over there, I tease him a lot. I said, I know you got a lot of African-American cooks in this kitchen because the greens are good, the black-eyed peas, the cornbread, everything is so good. So that's when people kind of unwind and coalesce, you know, to end the evening.
Yep.
And that puts a topping on it.
And that's going to be over at the Hyatt Hotel.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tickets still available for that as well.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Again, you can go to trumpetfoundation.org. It lists all the events, the honorees, what's free, what you need a ticket for.
Yes.
And give the phone number one more time.
404-878-6738.
So, and I know for you, Zernona, as soon as it's over, you might take a day, but then you got to start for next year.
As soon as one ends, start the next one. And see, next year, of course, I'll need
the 25th.
Have to do it this time because it's going to be our 25th next time. And I really want to make that a banner year.
Yeah.
I'm doing some extra special things, so I really have to start early. But we always do anyway.
You want to talk about any of your sponsors?
Oh, yes. Well, we have our major sponsors are Cadillac is one of our sponsors, and isn't that something?
I know Carnival Corporation is a red carpet sponsor, and let's see, American Family Insurance.
Yes. As a matter of fact, they're our lead sponsor.
They're your title sponsor, okay?
Yes, and then so they and Cadillac, you know, had the lead on sponsorship, and they're doing everything for us, and we're just delighted to have them. And then we have a multitude of other corporate sponsors as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. 404-878-6738 is where you need to go for tickets, for more information. Trumpetfoundation.org. And make sure you support. Oh, and by the way, we didn't talk about who's hosting. Neil Long is hosting.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I don't want to forget, too, that while we charge fees for these entrances, that we do a lot with school education.
Right, scholarships.
And that's what our gospel concert is geared for that. Particularly, Mamie Kistner, one of our volunteers and supporters and one of our leading activists with the organization, is chairing that. And we're trying to get as much as we can because we love educating our students. And up to this point, we've done more than $4 million in student scholarships.
That's phenomenal.
So we do good with that. So the money is just not for the purpose of raising money, but we're doing something with it.
Right, right, right. It goes to the Trumpet Awards Foundation,
yes,
Incorporated.
Ma'am.
So I want to make sure that you know that, to raise scholarship funds and continue the mission of educating our children. I'm going to give you phone number one more time,
404-878-6738.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, everybody's looking forward to this weekend. And
We hope to see your smiling face. You're just such a vibrant personality. We just love having you around.
Well, I'm going to be there somewhere, I'll tell you. It starts on January 21st through the 23rd, and we hope to see all of you in the place. Zernona Clayton, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.